finding the fix and getting it to dealers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Toyota says dealers will get the parts needed to fix sticking gas pedals. That's the cause for accelerated recalls and a stop in production and sales in the United States last week of 8 popular models. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us live from our New York Bureau with details. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So what is this fix?
Well, the problem stemmed from friction in the gas pedal assembly that could cause the pedal to stick. And the solution that Toyota has come up with is a steel reinforcement bar that the company says will reduce that friction. It's sending parts to dealers this week, and some of them apparently will be open 24 hours a day to get these cars fixed.
All right. Now, Amy, is this enough, do you think, to get Toyota back on track?
Well, the company is also launching a big PR campaign. The president of its U.S. division, Jim Lentz, was on the Today Show this morning on NBC, and Matt Lauer grilled him about the company's response.
Did Toyota drag its feet, knowing it had a serious problem, potentially life-threatening problem? Did your company drag its feet?
No, I don't believe we did.
Of course, Toyota and its dealers are losing millions of dollars on this recall, as well as a previous recall involving floor mats that can push down the accelerator. Competitors are seizing on these problems by offering incentives to trade in Toyotas. So it's not going to be an easy fix.
Marketplace's Amy Scott in New York. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
President Obama's fiscal 2011 budget will top $3.8 trillion, and it's expected to drive the deficit to a new record of $1.6 trillion. Now, within that budget is more than $700 billion in military spending, and included with that is the controversial Joint Strike Fighter from Lockheed Martin. As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, there are concerns the aircraft won't live up to its billing.
The Joint Strike Fighter is being touted as the new IT plane, designed for all branches of the military. Winslow Wheeler is a defense industry analyst at the Center for Defense Information. He's also one of the plane's most vocal critics. He says the Joint Strike Fighter is just too complicated and expensive, and the whole $300 billion program should be scrapped.
It's the most complex avionics ever devised by mankind. The writing of the software is not even complete, let alone the testing.
John Pike is director of globalsecurity.org. He says the Joint Strike Fighter is just experiencing normal growing pains.
Airplanes are sort of like kids growing up. They go through phases in which they don't look very promising and they look like they're more trouble than they're worth. But usually they tend to grow up and straighten out and fly right.
There is one thing Wheeler and Pike agree on. The plane's cost was wildly underestimated. They say that's because lawmakers wouldn't have approved the Joint Strike Fighter if they knew its true cost. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets in Europe are flat right now, very slightly up or down. Stocks in Asia closed mixed today. What a month to forget for Wall Street. Markets lost between 3 and 4%. The Dow closed Friday at 10,067. Bankers, regulators, and finance chiefs ended talks at the World Economic Forum with a big meeting over the weekend in Davos, Switzerland. They were looking for agreement on some global financial regulations. Marketplace coverage of the events in Davos continues with Stephen Beard this morning, who reports leaders didn't make a whole lot of headway.
The meeting was prompted by President Obama's plan to curb bonuses and crack down on risky bank practices. The fear is that if the restrictions are not universal, they won't work. Banks will just relocate to countries with a lighter regulatory regime. Executives from half a dozen major banks attended the meeting. They agreed on the overall need for global rules, but they didn't seem too keen on actual curbs. After the meeting, Joseph Ackermann, head of Deutsche Bank, spoke out. He said it's vital not to hamper the banks.
We need a strong financial sector to cover the real issues which are ahead of us, namely unemployment, secondly poverty, global imbalances, many other things.
Britain's finance chief, who was also at the meeting, warned against the dangers of dithering. He said we must act quickly. If we don't, we may lose the momentum for reform. In Davos, Switzerland, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Mark.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
The Tea Party protest movement is set to hold its first political convention on Thursday in Nashville, Tennessee. But grassroots has gotten pretty pricey. Tickets are $550. A Sarah Palin banquet will set you back $350. Brett Neely reports it's turning some off.
Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann dropped out of the Tea Party convention late last week. She worried that attending a for-profit event could violate House ethics rules. Other Tea Party supporters also backed out.
You know, we're concerned about the appearance of profiteering, exploitation of the grassroots movement. Simple as that.
Philip Glass heads the National Precinct Alliance, a Tea Party group.
The majority of the people, they're not going to attend a function where the ticket price is over $500.
Some Tea Partiers also worry that the Republican Party is taking over the movement. No surprise to political scientist Jack Pitney at Claremont McKenna College.
The Republican National Committee has had some difficulty raising money, and where other people might see Tea Party demonstrators as an exercise of democracy, the RNC may see a profit center.
The convention's organizer told Fox Business News that he simply wants to break even. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
And finally, in Britain, a member of parliament says people who shake hands too hard should be charged with assault. Paul Flynn says handshakes are unhygienic, germ-spreading intrusions. He rails against those who shake vigorously. Bone crushers, he calls them. Oafs and dolts. Sounds like someone needs a hug. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online, marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.